you're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, and all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X. More Frigidaire serving more American homes than any other refrigerator. And now Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston, the man called X. The hour is late at night, and darkness covers the great city of New York. Down near the East River, the shadowy figure of a man hurries along, furtive and hesitant, careful of every noise.
Harlan?
Yes? Who is it? I said, who is it? No! No!
Checking, Chief. Here's the story up to now.
All right, Ken, let's have it.
The name of the man who was shot was Jim Harlan. He only arrived in New York 2 days ago from Venezuela. I just talked long distance to the authorities in Caracas.
Good. Find out anything about that screwy message about DDT?
Yeah. Looks like it ties in all right. It seems a while back, Venezuela decided to get rid of malaria, spraying all the swampland with DDT from low-flying planes.
Oh, yeah. Eliminate malaria by getting rid of the mosquitoes.
That's right. They raised over $1 million in public donations. Gave the job to a contracting firm down there named Harlan and Mendez. The same Harlan was killed here last night.
Well, I still don't see the angle, Ken.
Well, the angle's there, Chief. And it's a rough one.
Huh? How's that?
Harlan and Mendez took delivery on the first two shipments of insecticide and carried out part of the spraying. Then, last week, they found out what the drums really contained.
Oh.
Plain water and ground limestone. Not worth a darn.
Who supplied the stuff?
The firm here in New York, the Chemisecto Company.
I see what you mean by a rough angle. Public donations down there and an out-and-out swindle by a firm up here.
Yeah. A lot of people gave money they couldn't even afford. Trying to free their kids from the disease that half the parents have had all their lives. They've got a better break coming than the one that's been handed to them, Chief. I think I better look into it.
I'll buy that, Ken. You know anything about this Chemisecto Company?
Only the address. I'm heading over there now.
Well, where are they located?
In a pretty interesting place, Chief. About 2 blocks from the spot where Jim Harlan was killed. Must be the office over here.
Well, the door's unlocked. Come in.
Oh, no.
Please wipe your feet on.
Mr. Thurston.
Well, he's on, I should have known. If there's anything crooked going on in New York, you'll be in on it. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just sit here and make like the boss if anybody comes in. To sin.
I see. And who is the boss?
Just my very dear personal friend, Louis the Chemist.
Louis the Chemist? Where have I heard that name?
Oh, it was probably the time he was tried for hijack. There was some phony drug label. Well, he finds things to do.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Where can I find him?
Who knows? He came around a couple of times with some guys in a truck and hauled off some barrels of BBT. I haven't seen him for 2 days. What do you want from him, Mr. X, huh?
Oh, I thought I had to ask him about a murder.
Mr. Thurston, I don't know nothing from nothing about this Chemisecto Company. I don't even have the faintest... Who's that?
Well, it's your office.
Come in.
I'm
Marguerite, Senor Desmit. You said you would be alone.
Well, I... Marguerite phoned me this morning about the job, Mr. Thurston. Secretary, you understand?
Yeah, I understand you. You think you'd especially like working for this particular firm, Margarita?
I believe I shall return later, Senor Desmit. When you were quite alone, as you told me you would be. Shall we say in an hour?
But Mr. Thurston's practically gone.
Hasta la vista, Senor.
But... Now, maybe she won't even come back.
She will, Pagan. You could see the hook right through the bait.
Huh?
I got to find this Louis, the chemist. Where's the best place to look?
Well, he lives over at the Acme Hotel for gents.
Huh?
And he eats all the time at the Joe Deluxe chopping for him. So who knows?
Acme Hotel for gents. Oh, well, may as well stop there anywhere.
Seem to understand the irregularity of this request you're making, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, come now. He hasn't been around the hotel since yesterday morning. He can't object too much without having a look at his room.
Yet it just isn't done. Louis has lived with us for a long time, and he's proved himself a real jet.
I see.
This is his room here. I hope you'll remember I'm doing this against my better judgment.
Yeah, I'll remember it, sure. And now suppose you run along.
And leave you here in Louis's room alone?
That's the general idea. Here, I'll keep the key and give it to you when I come downstairs.
Well... I'm certainly going to report this to somebody.
Well, you do that. Well, silk shirt. They seem to be all right. Mm-hmm. Bath there, and this must be a closet.
You will put up your hand, Senor.
Okay, Louis. You're holding a pretty good reason there. 45, isn't it?
I am not Louis, Senor. I came here to look for him. Move back, please.
Wait a second. You're not Mendez by any chance.
Correct. Carlos Mendez.
So you're Jim Holland's partner?
Not only partner, Senor. He was my friend. When I find this man who calls himself Louis the chemist...
Then we're both looking for the same man.
I do not understand.
Let's just say I'm connected with the police, Senor Mendez. Did you come up here from Venezuela with Holland?
That is correct. We come to investigate this company that steal our money. We register at separate hotels and try to discover what is happening.
Uh-huh.
This morning I read in the papers Jim has been killed. I know who to look for, so I waited here.
Well, we haven't had much luck at the Acme Hotel for gents. Suppose we try Joe's Chop House.
I don't get it. Everybody's looking for Louis. Some dame was in here this morning asking the same thing.
Some dame?
Yeah, a regular knockout. Talk like that Carmen, what's-your-name. Not so good English, you understand.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I told her exactly like I'm got to get the phone. Go see Luke's chop, boy.
Senor Thurston, we are not going to find this man here. Do you know other places we can look?
Not at the moment. He's the best thing we can do.
Hey, didn't you say your name was Thurston?
That's all right.
Oh, then you want it on the phone.
Oh, thanks. Pardon me. Hello.
Mr. Thurston, you got to come over to this chemical company. Shouldn't have happened to nobody, especially me.
What's the matter, Pagan? Marguerite come back?
Mr. Thurston, if you didn't see it, even I wouldn't believe it. You gotta come over here right now.
Well, I found it's the only way of getting any sense out of you.
Good. Hurry. And when you get here, knock 3 times, so I can be sure it's you. Then I can move the safe away from the door.
It's right up there, Mr. X. At the end of the road, Baron.
Pagan, what's all this about?
You'll see.
I'm more interested in finding your friend Louis.
Here it is, Mr. Thurston. This barrel. Right here.
Well, what's unusual about it? Except the floor is pretty wet around here.
Yeah, that's exactly what ticked me off. So I put 2 and 2 together and lifted up the lid of the barrel. Like that.
Well.
Floating in that barrel of stuff like a piece of cork. All doubled up.
Yeah, he's pretty dead, all right. Know who he was?
Sure. That's the guy you've been looking for, Mr. X. My very dear friend, Louis the chemist.
Thank you.
And now to continue with Frigidaire's Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall. Jim Holland, a Venezuelan contractor, was killed last night in New York. And Ken turned up a promising lead pointing to one Louis the Chemist. But now Pagon has found Louis's body floating in a barrel of liquid in the Chemisecto Company's store.
Easy now, Pagon. Let's get him out on the floor. Careful.
Oh, Louis. Why, Mr. Thurston, he'd always give anybody the shirt off your back.
Yeah.
Oh, it just couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Oh, sure. A hijacker who's been crooked all his life.
Well, he had to eat. Hey, look, Mr. X. Somebody plugged him in the stomach.
Yeah, two shots. Same way Harlan was killed. Well, looks as if it's all over again.
Shot dead in it like a barrel of BBC. Oh, Mr. Thurston, why do things like this happen to me? What have I done? Why should I...
Oh, skip it, Fagel. What's really bothering you is that now you're out of a job.
Well...
Yeah, I know. Yes, the man has to eat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I better see Mendes and tell him he can stop looking for Louis the Chemist.
Who is Mendes?
Jim Harlan's partner. I've got to move to Joe's chop house.
It reminds me, I haven't had any lunch. I guess I'd better go, too.
You're going to stay right here till Margarita comes back. With Louis dead, she's the only angle we've got.
Mr. Thurston, that sweet, luscious little damsel is nothing but an innocent bystander.
Could be, but why did you phone here for a job when the firm isn't even listed in the phone book?
Well, I don't know, but I still think she'll have a very logical explanation.
Well, you stick around here and find out what it is. I'm going to pick up the chief and take a look at Jim Harlan's hotel room.
Wait a minute. You can't leave me here alone with this dead body.
Pagon, he's our very dear friend, remember?
Oh, I should sit here and starve to death just because Mr. Thurston tells me to. What am I? A man of a mouse? Funny noises over the joint and a corpse out there in the storeroom. A dead corpse. Everybody with bullet holes in their stomachs. Maybe I shouldn't have took this job. Maybe I should have stood home. Maybe I... Man?
Well, Senor Desmond, so this time you are alone.
Oh, Margarita. I thought maybe... Never mind. Come in.
What did you think, Senor Desmond?
Oh, it makes no difference. Just call me Peg. Here, sit down. You're hired.
But you don't know anything about my qualifications.
Pagon. Qualifications? What's the difference? The work here is very simple. In fact, there's not hardly any at all. Here, let me see. Move your chair a little closer.
Pagon, please. Suppose I ask higher wages than you wish to pay.
Anything, Margarita, anything. I'll just have the boss write out the check and... Oh, no, he's dead.
What? Who is dead, senor?
Oh, just my old friend, Louis the Chemist. You don't know him.
Louis the Chemist. So, he's dead, eh?
Oh, let's forget about him. Let's talk about... I and you, huh?
But your friend, how did he happen to die?
Oh, somebody plugged him, then stuffed him in a barrel out there. I guess he had an enemy or something.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that a man's body was placed in a barrel like that one there in the corner?
Oh, sure. I discovered him myself. But pure deduction, you understand.
Senor Pagon, if you are going to tell me lies, I do not think we become good friends.
But that's the truth. I swear by the father of my father.
He's a grown man. Perhaps as large as you yourself. In a little barrel like that?
All right. I'll just show you. Here, look.
You could not possibly get in there.
Oh, I couldn't. But I'll prove it to you. Anybody can't get in one of these barrels. Okay, come here. And look.
One moment until... Yes.
People waiting.
Oh, but your head is not really down inside.
All right, I'll... How about now?
Just as you wish, Pagon. Right now.
Pleasant dreams, my little comic Casanova. Now, we lay cover on the barrel. And then search this charming little office.
I don't know, Ken. If Harlan had any ideas, he apparently hasn't left them around his room.
It looks that way, Chief.
I've gone through it from top to bottom. Haven't turned up a thing.
Oh, it's not quite that bad. Don't forget the snapshot.
Oh, all right. So it's a photograph of a girl you ran into at Pagon's office. And she signed it to Jim with all my love. Still doesn't tell us where she fits into this.
I'm beginning to get some ideas about that, Chief.
If Holland had gone ahead and finished that letter we found in this wastebasket, it might have been some help. But...
Yeah. Dear Carlos, just thought I'd let you know how things look up here in the States. Try to change his mind.
Ken, we're stopped cold.
Well, it's a cinch we can't do any more here. So I'll go back and look at my, my trap.
Trap?
Yeah. I'm using Pagon for bait. See you later, Chief. Good-sized gun with that little girl.
You come close to me, I will kill you.
I won't even think of it. Where's Pagon?
I do not know. I have seen no one here.
You're acting pretty foolish, Margarita.
I do not ask you to tell me how to act, senor.
No, somebody ought to. You're not going to bring Jim Holland back this way.
What are you saying?
Wait a minute. Didn't you know that...
You lie. It is Louis the one who said... You lie. You wish to kill me, too.
Take it.
You said that, senor. You do not try to stop me. I will shoot if you come close.
Wait. You're making a big mistake.
Still a little.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, Mrs. Thurston.
Here, where are you?
Oh, no.
Am I dead, Mr. Rent?
I don't know. Do you feel like it?
Oh, what a double-timing snake that little kooky turned out to be.
Pagon, she was only a sweet, innocent bystander, remember?
She should drop dead. Let me out of this cast-iron coffin.
Oh. I'm never going to speak to another woman as long as I... Mr. Rex, what's the matter?
Move. Come in under that door. Come on.
Huh? What is it?
The building's on fire out there. Somebody locked the office door on the outside.
But we've got to get out of here. Mr. Rex, we're going to do something.
I'll listen to any suggestions, Pagon. Got one?
Come out.
I had only started to enter the building, senor. I saw the smoke. Then you arrived.
Well, one way or another, we've got to get... Ken!
Hello, Chief. Senor Mendez.
Ken, I thought you were inside there.
Huh. Mr. Thurston broke a window. We get out through the alley.
Oh, good. Boys, you can lay off trying to get inside. Thurston's over here.
Okay, Chief.
Chief, where's Margarita? Did she come out of there?
No, I didn't see her, Ken.
Margarita? Senor Thurston...
Don't let her burn to death. I'm going in.
Wait, Ken.
Huh?
The boys found this girl inside the door, sir. Seems to hit her head on something, but I think she'll be all right.
Oh, good. Put her down here on this blanket.
Yeah.
Well?
Senor Mendez, are you going somewhere?
It seems to be getting a bit hot here.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. For a man with two murder reps hanging over him.
What's that, Ken?
It was Mendez who made the crooked deal with Louis, the chemist. He was double-crossing his partner, Jim Harlan, and killed him when Jim found it out.
You are mad, senor. We came here together to investigate this affair.
Yeah? Then why did the authorities in Caracas tell him... Why did they tell me that Jim Holland had gone to New York? They didn't mention you. And why did Jim start a letter telling you how things looked up here in the States?
And he's the one who slugged Margarita and set the building on fire. He wasn't arriving when I came up. He was leaving.
That's right, Chief. Margarita followed Jim Holland here because she was worried about him. It's going to be rough on her.
Well, she didn't have
Look
to...
Look out, Ken! He's making a break!
Mendez, hey. Stop!
Trying to make that
alley back there. Look out, you fools! The wall's gonna go! Mendez! Hey! Mr. Thurston. Mr. Thurston, he got caught underneath all of them.
Yeah. Well, no trial now, Ken.
I don't know, Chief. Maybe he'd already had a trial. If he'd been 5 seconds quicker or 5 seconds slower, he would... wouldn't be lying there now underneath that pile of brick. Maybe he'd already had his trial. Somehow, somewhere.
Frigidaire star, Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is important. To produce for peace, America needs more steel, and scrap metal helps to make steel. But it's scarce, very scarce. So, look around your home for scrap iron and steel. Turn it over to a dealer or to your local scrap metal drive. Please do it right away. Remember, it is important. One sailor died twice is the name of next week's story. And believe me, it's as much of a mystery as the title implies. Plenty of suspense in it, too. I think you'll really like it. As usual, Leon Belasco will be along as Pagon Zelschmidt. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
Frigidaire's Man Called X is directed by Jack Johnstone, with music composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Tonight's story was written by Les Crutchfield. Until next week, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. All characters and incidents used on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons or incidents is purely coincidental. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.